Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord on today. We thank the Lord for bringing us together. Amen. Another time. Amen. Just one more time. A time that we can, amen, come together. Glory to God. And just glory in his presence. Glory in his presence in the beauty of holiness. Amen. We bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give him praise on today. We thank him, amen, for he is the giver of life. And we're thanking him today for life more abundantly. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We come, amen, Jesus, bringing the sheaves with us, bringing our praise, bringing our hallelujahs, bringing our thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We come on today, amen, with grateful hearts. We come on today. Glory be to God. We just want to thank God again for each and every one of you. Thank the Lord for you. Thank God for you, people of God. Amen. We just, amen. We know that there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have decided to come and be with us. And for this, we thank God for you. We thank God for you, amen, for taking out time in your day. Amen, Jesus, taking out time in your schedule. Glory be to God to be with us. Amen. Glory to God. We don't take it lightly because we know that there are so many places that you could be. Amen, Jesus, but you decided to come and be with us. So we just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. For each and every one of you, we thank the Lord on today. Amen. Glory be to God for glory to God. Each of you from wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you on today. Amen. We bless God for you. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. And we always like to acknowledge all of our listeners. Glory to God. Whether you're listening from the continental U.S., amen, Jesus, or whether you're listening from across the miles, we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you. Amen, Jesus. Listen, your welcome is never worn out. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you again for taking time out to be with us. Amen, Jesus. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus. And just thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Truly, God is good to us, people of God. And we owe him a praise. 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 Amen. Glory to God. As the psalmist said, even if we had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. It still wouldn't be enough, amen, to praise him and to thank him for all of his goodness and for all of his grace. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God for you again. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Amen. We do. We bless the Lord. Amen. We're thanking him. Glory to God again for you, you, and you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you, people of God. We thank God for you, amen, because if there was no you, amen, there would be no us. And together we're here. Glory to God. Together we're here on one accord, amen, just to see, amen, coming to see what the Lord has for each and every one of us on today. We pray that you have come on today looking for a blessing. We pray that you have come on today expecting something from God. Amen. Glory to God. Wherever you are listening from, whether you're listening from Canada or from Bermuda or Brazil, China, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, glory to God, Uganda, Nigeria, glory to God, Jamaica, Lebanon, Philippines, South Africa, Nigeria again. Amen. Wherever you're calling from, we want to say welcome. We want to say welcome. Glory to God. And as you're coming in, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead, amen, and send out a text message. Send out a text message to a couple of people. Amen. Let them know. Let them know that we are here. Let them know that we are live. Amen. As you know, people of God, we just celebrated a year anniversary. Glory to God. And the Lord has been good to us. Amen. And we are continuing We're continuing to expand by God's grace. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Reaching other countries, reaching other cities. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just grateful for you. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for the families that are sitting together, for the ministries that are sitting together. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. You've already heard, people of God, our count, amen, reaching over 30,000 people. Amen, Jesus, in a year. Glory to God. And people of God, that's God. Amen. That's God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen, Jesus, we thank God for you helping us to spread the word, people of God, helping us to maintain the order and the integrity of the line. Amen, Jesus, for those that don't know, this is a recorded line, and you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. And listen, people of God, we thank God for you, amen, for helping us to spread the word, because so many people listen to the broadcast after the broadcast is over. Amen. So we get those reports, amen, and I tell you, people of God, the numbers are going up and up and up. So that means you're promoting. That means you're getting the word out. That means, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, someone is listening. Someone is hungry, amen, Jesus, and that's just a physical, amen, what we're seeing. And my God, can we only imagine what the word is doing in the midst of his people? Glory to God. Those that come, those that listen afterwards, amen, glory to God. How, my God, we don't even know the amount of people that have been touched, that have been touched by the word, that have been changed by the word, that have given their lives by the word, amen, glory to God. And people of God, when you send it out, amen, you sending it out in faith, and the Lord is doing the work. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We give him honor. We give him praise. Thank God again for each and every one of you for sending those text messages out. We want to ask you, people of God, go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we're live. Amen, Jesus. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come and join you on tonight for the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, God is doing great things. Amen. We heard the statistics. Amen, Jesus, over 27 souls, amen, have given their lives to the Lord and are rededicated their lives to the Lord. So we thank God for that, amen, Jesus. We thank God for that. Let people of God, that gives us to know that our coming is not in vain. Our coming is not in vain, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord, amen, for the souls, amen. We bless the Lord, amen, for the deliverance, amen. Glory to God, people, he is delivering his people, and we're thanking God for that, amen. We bless him, we thank him for that, amen, Jesus. We glorify the Lord tonight, amen, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. We thank God for him. Amen, Jesus, as we say, as we know, glory to God, we could just sit here right now, glory to God, just giving him adoration, giving him praise, just glorifying him for the great things that he has done and for the great things that he's yet doing. Amen, Jesus, I'm telling you, glory to God, we could, from this point until eternity, people of God, and it still would not be enough. Amen, for what he has given for us, his people. So we bless the Lord, amen, because he gave this life. And because he lives, people of God, we live. And we thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus. We bless him, glory be to God, amen, because people of God, listen, he got it all in control. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it seemed like. Glory to God, our hope and our trust is in him. And we thank God today, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We thank him, glory to God, amen, Jesus, hallelujah, again, for all that he has done. People of God, we want to encourage you again, amen. Go ahead and send out those text messages, glory to God, to let the people know that we're here and that we're alive, amen, and that we're ready, glory to God, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. We thank God, people of God, for, amen, glory be to God, for he is ahead of this line. He's ahead of this work. He's ahead of this broadcast, and we bless him. We bless him. We thank him. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. He is leading us, guiding us, every step of the way. Amen, Jesus. And we're so humbled. We're so humbled by his leading, humbled by his guidance. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, he is leading us in places that we never anticipated, never expected. Amen. Glory be to God. But guess what, people of God? It is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless him. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.E. James. And thanking them on tonight. Amen. For Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And glory be to God for our presiding bishop on tonight. Glory be to God, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thank God for my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Glory be to God. And we thank God tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, people of God. Thanking God for each and every one of them, amen, in their place and space in this work, amen. We just so grateful to them, amen, because we realize that we're from different churches, different organizations, different states, amen, glory together. But I thank God for the synergy, amen, Jesus. That's the energy, amen, to work together. The energy, glory be to God, to, amen, to catch and pick up and move, amen, just liquid in the hands of God, amen, to keep this work going forward, amen. So high honors on tonight and always to our PNN advisors, amen. Just thanking God for them, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Never really knew, amen, never really experienced, amen, such synergy. But I thank God, amen, people of God, and we can say, amen, it can be done. It can be done, amen, Jesus. This PNN gives you to know, people of God, that it can be done, amen. So we thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God for our pastors, amen, all of the leaders that come to the line. We thank God for you, amen, Jesus, so eloquently as the man of God put it on the other night, amen, leaders need to be fed too, amen. So we thank God, amen, for this line, amen, for this broadcast, glory to God, that leaders can find essence. Amen. They can find substance, glory to God, that they can come to this broadcast and they can be fed. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. We don't take it lightly. Amen, Jesus. But we glorify the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. Integrity of the line. Amen. Not preaching doctrine, glory to God, but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yes, sir. Amen. So we thank God for it. Amen. We thank God for all of your leaders, people of God, each and every one of them from wherever you are. Amen. We know that we're covering, amen, the continental U.S., amen, and other countries. But we thank God for your leaders. Amen. We reverence your leaders on tonight. Amen. And we reverence you on tonight, each and every one of you, because you are somebody and you are somebody special. And we thank God for you. Thank you for being a part of this PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We are moving forward. Amen. We're moving forward again. Go ahead and send those text messages out to somebody, to a couple of people. Go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen. Tell them to come and hear word from the Lord. Amen. Tell them to come with their petitions. Tell them to come. Glory be to God. Whatever they need from the Lord. Amen. Tell them to come on tonight with expectancy. Come expecting, people of God. You come to this line. Amen. Jesus, to this broadcast. Come with an expectancy. That's even when you go into the house of God. Go with an expectancy. Go expecting to hear a word from the Lord. Go expecting to, amen, be touched by him. Go expecting, glory be to God, for him to open your eyes. Go expecting to hear a word, amen, Jesus, that's going to blow your mind. Go expecting a word that will change your life forever. Amen, Jesus. One word from God will change your life forever. But we got to go expecting. Amen. We got to go expecting something. Amen. So just as you come to this broadcast, expect something. Amen. If you came empty on tonight, glory be to God, we want you to put a petition in your heart. Oh, glory be to God. Put a petition on your heart, people of God, because there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. There is absolutely nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. And we want you to put those petitions, amen, in your spirit. Hold them in your spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And expect God to move for you. Expect the Lord to move for you. Expect the Lord to do something special for you. Amen. Glory to God. Never go into his presence. Amen. Just out of form and formality. Don't go like that. Amen. Glory to God. Whether you need a word of direction, amen, whether you need a word of confirmation, whatever you need, glory to God, put it on your mind, put it in your spirit, amen, Jesus, and the Lord will meet the need, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God for that on tonight. We bless God for you again on tonight. Again, go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen, Jesus, let the people know to come on into the PNN. Glory to God, let them know that there is a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Amen, glory be to God. We thank God for you. Again, want to let you know that this is a recorded line. You can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus, for those, amen, that are new to the line. Amen, just stick around after the broadcast. Amen, and we'll give you two numbers, and you can text either of those numbers and get your copy of the night's broadcast or any night that you've been on the line. Amen. Glory be to God. Just let us know. Amen, Jesus. Just give us a, amen, Jesus. Just give us an idea. Amen. Perhaps what was spoken or who spoke it. Amen, Jesus. And we can pull that broadcast for you and send it directly to your phone. Amen. Glory to God. And we ask, people of God, that you don't be stingy, but that you share it. Amen. Share the broadcast with somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we would that you would prepare your hearts on tonight. Prepare your hearts. Amen, Jesus, as we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Amen, we know that we can't go to him any kind of way. Amen, Jesus, for Psalm 66 and 18 says that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. Amen. So we always come, amen, Jesus, we always humbly come, glory to God, before him. Amen, that we may obtain grace, that we may obtain favor, that we may obtain a touch from the Lord. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. So on tonight, people of God, amen, we want you to prepare your heart. Amen, prepare your mind. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Perhaps you've had a long day. Maybe you even had a trying day. Amen, Jesus, but we want you to come into this mindful moment. Come into this moment, glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we go before the throne of grace, coming to this moment, people of God, that we're going before the true and the living God, the Lord God Almighty, amen, the Lord God mighty in battle, the Lord God who's mighty to save and mighty to deliver, amen, Jesus, as we go into his presence on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, we want you just to begin to give him praise.
The recording has started.
Glory to God, we want you to begin to give him praise, begin to give him thanks on tonight, amen. Glory to God, begin to bless him, begin to honor him on tonight. Begin to honor him with the praise. Begin to honor him, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank him on tonight. Glory to God, begin to thank on his goodness. Begin to thank, glory to God, hallelujah, for all that he's done for you. Just begin to thank on him tonight. Glory to God. Begin to thank on him tonight. Amen, Jesus. Begin to love on him tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hearts. Begin to lift your minds. Begin to lift your soul, your spirit unto him. Glory to God. Let us look unto him. Hallelujah. The author, the finisher of our faith. Let us look unto the hill from whence cometh our help. For our help comes from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you on tonight. We honor you. Glory to God. We honor you for your goodness. We honor you for your grace on tonight. We honor you, glory to God, because you've been good to us. You've been better to us, oh God, than we've been to ourselves. And tonight, we just want to come and tell you thank you. We want to take time out on this thankful Thursday and thank you, glory to God. Thank you on tonight. Thank you, hallelujah, for life and that more abundant. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for your keeping power. You've kept us all week long up until this day, and we just want to come and say thank you. We thank you, glory to God, for how you kept us from danger, seen and unseen. We thank you tonight. We bless you on tonight. We honor you, glory be to God, for all that you've done. We thank you tonight, glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah, for how you kept our minds. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for you kept us from danger, seen and unseen. And tonight, oh God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for your promises unto us. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for they are truly yea and amen. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for how you kept our families. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for how you kept us and kept our bodies and kept our bodies healed. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, because you're yet healing, for you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah, because there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that there's nothing that you cannot do. Glory be to God, and we come on tonight, hallelujah, lifting up holy hands before you. We come on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For lifting, hallelujah. Lifting up, glory to God, a praise unto you. We're coming on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. For you're our heal, you're our help, and we thank you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you'll look upon us yet again. Look upon each and every one of us tonight. Glory to God, each and every one that have come to this line, that have come to this broadcast on tonight. Father, for you summoned us on tonight, and we thank you on tonight. For those that have answered in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Look upon us this night in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us, oh God, every iniquity. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight that created us a clean heart, renewed. Oh, God, a righteous spirit within us. Renew a spirit of truth in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're asking you on tonight to make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight to shine your light upon us. Shine your glory light upon us in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you, oh, God. We're asking you on this night, glory to God, to let your will, cause your will to be done. Cause your will to be done in each and every one of us. Cause your will to be done in our lives. Cause your will to be executed in the name of Jesus. Cause your will to be manifested on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to cause us to be found right in the center of your will in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to order our steps on tonight, order our thoughts on tonight, order, oh, glory to God, our lives on tonight. For we yield unto you in the precious name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, oh God, to do as you will, do as you will, do as you will on this high elevator. Do as you will, glory to God, on this line in the hearts of your people. Do as you will, glory to God, for every listening ear. Do as you will. We're asking you to speak to us, oh, Bosha. Oh, God, speak to us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to send forth your word to deliver your word. Oh, God, to cause us to walk, oh, Bosha, your word, oh, Bosha, your word to cause us to walk upright. Your word, glory be to God, plumb the line for us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. God. Thank you for you have healing in your wings. Glory to God. Look over the land. Look over the land. Oh, God, we're asking you to heal on tonight. Heal on tonight as only you can. Heal, oh, glory to God. Heal your people. Heal the land. Heal in government. Heal in relationships. Heal, glory be to God. Oh, God, those that are racked with pain on tonight. Oh, God, move by your spirit. For healing is the children's bread. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for healing relationships. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're asking you tonight, Father, we're asking you to do a new thing. Do a new thing within us. Do a new thing within us. Do a new thing with us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you. We're thanking you for new beginning. We're thanking you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're truly your God of a second chance, a second, a third. Hallelujah, because your grace, oh, God, runs, oh, God, from generation to generation. And we're thanking you on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. We're thanking you for your word on tonight. Glory, Abba, Shababosha, Hayalirabohusha. We thank you for your word on tonight. Father, we're asking you to let your word have free course on tonight. Father, speak to us. Speak to us as only you can. Speak to us. Glory be to God. Speak, glory to God. Cause our ears to hear. Cause our hearts to understand. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to sanctify. Sanctify us, Jesus. Sanctify us. Sanctify our environment, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Every wicked way, oh God, every wicked force on tonight. Glory be to God. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead your blood even now. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your glory. In your high emotion, we thank you for your glory on tonight. Hallelujah. Cause it to be revealed. Father, now we're asking you to rest upon, glory to God, your speaker on tonight. Glory be to God. Rest upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your glory to rest upon her even now. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus, cause the word to be stirred in her belly. Oh, God, that she will come forth and give to us, oh, God, that you will have for your people. And we're thanking you for your word now. Glory to God. We do declare and we decree that the word, your word, shall not return void, but God calls it to affect and affect each and every part of our being. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, oh God, for breathing upon your speaker tonight. We're thanking you for breathing upon her afresh in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. We say, have your way. Let your will be done in each and every one of us. Father, we're asking you tonight to hide us behind your precious cross. Hide us and we shall be hid. Cover us on tonight and we shall be covered. Let us not be sitting targets for the enemy, but cause us to walk in obedience. Cause us to walk in perfect obedience. Glory to God that you may be glorified in all that we do, in all that we say. Father, we thank you for your salvation now. Thank you for your salvation. Great, great, great throughout the earth. We're thanking you for opening the ears and the hearts of your people to see and to know that they need you. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you, oh God. We bless you for every good and perfect gift. For this we give you thanks and we give you praise. And we do bind the hand of the enemy. As sons of God, we bind the hand of the enemy. His every work. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you for all that you're about to do, which is already done. We bless you now. In that precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 hallelujah. Amen, people of God, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We bless them. We bless him, we bless him, we bless the Lord on tonight, amen. We thank him again, glory to God, for all that he's done, glory to God, which is already done, Amen, Jesus, as we walk into the manifestation. Glory be to God. We are so excited tonight, people of God. We're excited tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're excited about, amen, what God is doing in the midst of us. Amen. We're excited. Glory be to God, because he's begun a good work. Amen. Glory be to God. He's begun a good work in each and every one of us. And for this, we thank him. For this, we praise him. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we're so excited. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Truly, God is doing a great thing. Amen, in us. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're just so grateful to have, amen, glory be to God, one of the ministers, amen, that has been faithfully following, amen, this PNN network, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. I believe it was back during the 30-day Speak Over Your Life Challenge, I believe it was, amen, or it may have been prior to that, amen, Jesus. But this woman of God, amen, the Lord had rested within her heart, amen, Jesus, to start a prayer line, amen. Glory be to God. He had rested it upon her heart, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And she found, amen, so many challenges. Glory be to God. But people of God, amen, glory to God. How many know God don't change his mind, amen. Glory be to God. If he said it in the beginning, he means it in the end. Amen. And this woman of God, amen, she has followed faithfully, amen, this Prayer News Network broadcast, amen, Jesus. And she started the prayer line, amen, founder of Rivers of Living Waters prayer line, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. There, amen, in Monrovia, Alabama. We are so grateful, people of God, at this time. Amen. You've already heard her pray. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, she's going to come and share with us, amen, what God has given to us, amen, for this Prayer News Network. We want you to receive on tonight, people of God, Elder Janie Packer. God bless you, woman of God, if you just press *6 and come over on the broadcast side.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for Jesus, most of all, and we thank God for his daughter and son, Jesus Christ, the King, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Burley. We thank God for the Prayer News Network. We also thank God for each and every one of you. God is still a good God. Amen. No matter what we go through and where we are, God is still good. Amen, and we want to sing just a little bit of this, and then we're going to go ahead on. And we have a short word for you tonight. Amen. A little nervous, amen, but we just thank God. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Our Father, once again, we come with bow down here and humbleness in our heart. Well, God, we just want to tell you thank you, sir. You've been mighty good to us, Father God. You've been with us while we trap up and down the dangerous highways and byways, Father God. You woke us up this morning, closing our right mind with that tear of our limbs, Father God. And for that, Father God, we truly want to tell you, thank you, sir. You brought us through many toils and snares, Father God. But, Father God, we're here to tell you thank you. And we want to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And, Father God, we ask now that you would let me decrease and you would increase. Father God, these are your people so great. And, Father God, you know what they need. You know what need to be said. And, Father God, don't let me say nothing, Father God, that you wouldn't say. Father God, I ask you to take my tongue and you speak through me. Use me, Holy Ghost. Use me, Holy Ghost. I ask you to take control of this word. In Jesus' name we pray. May it heal a broken heart. May it work on somebody. Amen. We're going to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to go very briefly to Jeremiah chapter 18. Very familiar passage with a lot of us, amen. At this time, amen. Jeremiah chapter 18, amen. And we're going to begin on verse 1, and we're going to go down to, I believe, verse 6, amen. And it read as thus, the word which come to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought the work on the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At verse 7, at what instance I shall speak concerning the nation and concerning the kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. And I'm going to use right here, but let's do verse 8. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. We're going to use verse 6 as where I will be coming from for tonight. We might read some more, but amen, we want to begin right here. And it said, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter, as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. And if I were to use for a brief message tonight, a thought, I would use this, Lord, work on me. I want to take that because we are in the Lord's hand to let you know that he can do anything that he will. And a lot of us still need working on. We still need some work done. We need to be polished up. But sometimes vessels get broken, amen, and when they get broken, then the potter has to put them back on the wheel and make them back again. But he said, can I work on you? Amen. Can I do you like this potter does this clay? Amen. Sometimes God has to mold us again. Sometimes God has to shape us again. And sometimes it means pulling this away and pulling that away. Amen. How many know we need to tell God to do what? Work on us again. How many know you need working on again when you're gossiping? Amen. How many know that's a work on? How many need to know when you lie? Amen. You say, well, I don't lie. Well, now if you tell your sister you'll be right back, and if you don't go up the street and turn around and come right back, how many know that's a what? That's a lie. Amen. And how many know we need to tell the Lord to do what? Work on us again. Amen. There's so many things that we could ask the Lord to work on. Amen. How many know we need to be worked on again? As that potter works on that clay and finds some lumps in there, he had to take that lump and he had to smooth that lump again. He had to put water on it to kind of smooth it back out again. How many know we need the Spirit of God to help us? Amen. To be molded and shaped. Amen. How many know we need to be shaped again? We need to tell the Lord to do what? Work on us. Amen. How many know? And if we ain't seen one another right, we ain't seen our neighbor right, how many know we need to tell the Lord to do what? Work on us again. How many know so many things, amen, in the body of Christ today? Amen. We're going through so many things. Our heart has been broken. How many know we need to tell the Lord to work on us again? Amen. How many know we've been through so much? We've lost so much, amen. We've lost loved ones, amen. How many know? And when you lost loved ones, sometimes you get empty sometimes. Amen. How many know we need to get our spirit filled one more time? We need to tell the Lord, say, what? Lord, work on me. Amen. How many know? It's all about the work that God does on us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many know? Because God loves us so much. Amen. So he wants us, the lumps, to come out of us. Amen. So sometimes he puts us on the potter's wheel. Amen. He has to mold us. Amen. He has to put water on us again, the Spirit. Amen. How many know we need to ask God to do what? To work on us again. How many know anytime we put anything before God? Amen. Because God says he's a jealous God. And thou shalt not have no other God before me. We need to tell God to do what? To work on me. Amen. How many know? If we look in the mirror and we see our shortcomings, amen, because we all got something. amen, that we need God to do for us. Amen. How many know in our finances we need to say, God, on us. Amen. How many know? Sometimes we are overspenders. Amen. And sometimes we mismanage God's money. Amen. And so sometimes we just need to tell God to do what? Work on me. Amen. We can always find things, amen, that we need that God to do for us. Amen. We always can do that. So we need to always ask God to do what? The work on me. Amen. Work can never feel good. Amen. When we are in the potter's hand. Amen. When molding and shaking and pulling. Amen. To get that vessel perfected. Amen. Sometimes we have to break it all back down again. How many know? None of us want to be broken. Amen. But sometimes that vessel gets broke all the way back down again. Amen. How many know? We have to let God work on us. Amen. Because it's all in our making. Amen. We go through a lot of things. Amen. Some things we go through. Amen. We don't understand why we go through those things. But if we just hold on. Amen. And let God just work on us. Amen. When we get through working on us, we shall come forth like pure gold. Amen. Amen. That we need to ask God to do what? To work on me. Amen. I want to think about God's love for us. His love for us, that he said, no man, he don't want no man to perish. Amen. Amen. So God has to come, and he has the one that does the cleaning. Amen. St. John chapter 15, verse 3. Say it's the word, amen, that does the cleaning. I love PNN, amen, and I came on about day number 30. It was day number 30. Amen. And since I've been on PNN, God been doing what? Working on me. Amen. Amen. I'm still a work in progress. Amen. I'm still being worked on. Amen. But I'm asking God daily, Lord, work on me. Amen. So will God need to work on our love walk, our love talk. Amen. Because sometimes we can talk wrong. Amen. But we need God to do what? To work on me. Amen. Even Paul, we go way back in the New Testament. God had to work on Paul. Amen. He stayed blind for a season. Amen. So God had to work on Paul. Amen. So we need to ask God to do what? To work on me. Amen. We go out. Amen. And we minister to other people. Amen. And sometimes we need somebody to minister to us. How many know we need God to do what? To work on me. Amen. Give me a right word to say. Amen. That I may not say nothing to hurt somebody's feeling. Amen. So we need God to do what? To work on us. If we got bitterness, amen, we need God to work on us. We have unforgiveness, amen. We definitely need God to do what? To work on us. As being in the body of Christ, he said, we come from out of evil. Amen. Lying is the evil. Unforgiveness is the evil. Hatred is the evil. Amen. We need God to work on us sometimes. Amen. So we can get it right. Amen. So we can love our fellow man right. Amen. So when he told him right there in that verse, he said in verse four, he said, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel. See, sometimes God has to take us. He had to make us into another person. He made Paul into another person. Amen. He was sorry, but then he turned him into Paul. Amen. So he made him into another person. Amen. So sometimes God has to just mold us. Amen. And break us, just like the potter does that clay. And sometimes no molding feels good. Amen. But when God gets through, amen, we will be a vessel. And if the vessel ain't right, what he'll do? Then break it down again. Amen. Till that vessel get right. And then molding that vessel. Sometimes you got straw in that vessel. Well, amen. You got to get that straw out. That means double mind. Sometimes we double mind. Amen. We got to ask God to do what? Work on me. Amen. And so I like to say, amen, I thank God for the message. Amen. For being able to come on the line. Amen. Because I've been out of a minute, amen, amen, but God is so good. And then when you've been abused and misused and falsely accused, amen, I know about that too, amen. So I'm asking God to work on me, amen, amen. Ostracized and cast out, I've been there too, amen. I'm asking God to do what? To work on me, amen. So when God gets through working on the vessel, amen, and everything, anyway, sometimes God break you all the way down. And then you go through a downtime, amen. It seems like God is nowhere there. Amen. Sometimes you can't feel God's presence. But then that's when God is doing what? He's working on you. Amen. So we have to ask God a lot of times to work on us. And he said, and as it seemed good, like, so that he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, oh, how see, that's when he said, cannot I work on you? And they said, well, I'm asking us tonight. If we would allow God in areas, in our heart, amen. Our hearts, amen. Sometimes God needs to work on our hearts, amen. It said, render your heart and not your garment. Amen. So we're asking God to work on us, amen. And when God begin to do a work in us, amen. And when God bring us from the back runner to the front runner, amen, we'll be like pure gold, amen. We'll be that perfect vessel, amen. But until God works on us, amen, we are right now at the potter's house. We've been through so much in this pandemic. We've been through so many hurts. We prayed for loved one, the loved one would survive. But they didn't survive. Amen. We need God to work on us. Amen. We've lost a lot in the pandemic. Some people lost their jobs in the pandemic. But we're asking God to do work on us. Amen. As long as we can keep our faith, amen, knowing that God is still in the plan for us. God has still got a plan for us. Amen. And so sometimes God has to work on us to get us through that plan that God has for us. I think about Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. He know the plan he got for us, amen. He know the thought, amen. So we need to ask God to work on our thoughts, amen. Sometimes we think wrong, amen. So, amen, we're asking God tonight to do what? To work on us, amen. Make we are those vessels, amen. We are that clay in the potter's hand, amen. We're asking God to do what he will, amen. If he'll strengthen us, amen, that we'll be able to endure, amen. Amen. The repotterment. Amen. When we come through this, amen, we will be like God. We'll have testimonies. Amen. We'll be able to help others. Amen. We'll be able to bring others. Amen. You may be smoking today. Amen. But that's all right. You're on the wheel. Amen. Whatever you're doing today, you're on the wheel. Amen. So let God have his perfect work by putting you on the wheel. It's just a lump that God needs to whip smooth out. Amen. How many know? God is able to smooth our inner lumps. He able to work on that vessel. Amen. How many know? When you go through stuff, sometimes your heart, amen, is so heavy. Amen. So we need God to just do what? To work on us. Amen. We are a work in progress. How many know? But we need God to work on us. I want to leave this thought with you tonight. If God wants to look at you and you look at yourself, and then we all right now, God, trying to get to the other side. We're in the boat telling, amen. And we need God to work on us, amen. So we ask each and every one of us to look at yourself and say, Lord, I need you to work on me. And as you look at that working on you, amen, and you have not given your heart to God, I ask you tonight to look at this. When Jesus died, he went to the cross. We already did Resurrecting Sunday. When Jesus went to that cross, amen, before he went to that cross, amen, thinking about the potter, how it was molded and marred, amen. They beat him before he went to the cross, amen. They beat him, blood, meat, amen, the cattail. With 9 stains on it. It had nails, glass, broken pottery, right here, broken pottery, was on that whip of 9 tails. Amen. And as they whipped him, amen, for our sickness and disease, amen. And he went to the cross. They nailed him to the cross, amen. And he took on every kind of sin that you ever could have done. There is no sin, amen, that you have ever done or will do that you can't get forgiveness for. So tonight the scripture said, 1 John 1 and 9, he said, we confess our sins. God is faithful and mercy and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as we being on the potter's wheel tonight, those of us, the church, is on the potosphere. And then those of you that have not given your heart to God tonight, think about what I just said. He was beaten for every sickness. If you're sick tonight, you're on the potosphere. Amen. He already done bore all the sickness. Amen. We speak life to you tonight. Amen. He went to that cross. He took every sin. And he did it because he loved it us so much. Amen. That's why we're on the potter's wheel. Because he loved us so much. Amen. And he's trying to get us ready. Amen. So we'll be able to help others. Amen. We got to be polished up. Some of us need to be so broken. Amen. Because he got to put us back and melt us back down to put us back together again. Amen. But he took on every type of sin. That's when the Father separated himself from him. For us, he did it because he loved it us so hard. He loved it each and every one of us tonight. No matter what you've done, how you've done it, you can come to Christ tonight. You can come to him and give him your heart. Amen. Come surrender to God your heart. Amen. We're on the potter's wheel. Amen. We know what it's like. Amen. But we chose to give ourselves to God. Amen. To let us remake us. Amen. He said we turn from our evil way. He got us on the potter's wheel. He's molding us and shaping us tonight. Amen. You can come to Christ tonight. Give Christ your all tonight. Amen. They didn't say the road would be easy. Amen. But I guarantee it's easier to go through it with him than to go through it without him. So I send a message out to you tonight. Amen. If you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I send it out tonight that you come tonight. Make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. I say, I'll do that tomorrow. No, you ain't got time tomorrow. We don't know when our time is. Amen. How many know we ain't got time to wait? And then we need to come to Christ now. Amen. While we still have a chance. Amen. He died that we may have, and rose that we may have a right to your life. Amen. How many know that's the truth? But we on the potter's wheel. Amen. We mar not the lust. It's time for us to turn from our ways. Amen. And turn to the potter. Amen. And let him reshape us and remold us again. I want to leave that with you. Now you're back in the hands of evangelists. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For that word, people of God. We are on the potter's wheel. Amen. Glory be to God. We're on the wheel. We're on the wheel. Amen, Jesus, and we thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Such a timely word, such a right now word. Lord, work on us again. Amen. Glory be to God. And my God, do we need to be worked on? Glory to God, we need to be worked on every day. Glory to God, the scripture declares, amen. Die daily. Amen. Glory be to God. Every day, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We should be humbling ourselves, amen, before the mighty hand of God. Amen. Glory to God. The glory to God, the potter. Amen. He is the potter. Glory to God. And we are the clay. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Such a beautiful word. Such a beautiful word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. She just, amen, took us right down the line. Amen. We need to be reshaped. Glory to God. Amen. Perhaps things we've gone through have gotten us out of shape. Amen. Got us thinking wrong. Got us, amen, loving wrong. Glory to God. Got us walking in a wayward way. But glory to God. Amen. She gave the word on tonight to let us know. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. The potter, amen, has a perfect plan. He has a perfect plan for us. Amen. Glory to God. And our position before him always should be, Lord, work on us. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Packer. Amen. Jesus, as we said, people of God, she's, amen, been faithful following the line. Glory to God. And we thank God for God has done a work in our life. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Just the people of God. Just the people of God. Amen. We're putty. We're putty in his hand. Amen. And he's doing something great in our lives. So we thank God on tonight. We thank God for the word. Amen. It is the word, amen, that washes and reshapes, amen, and causes the, when the word comes, it softens us up, amen, it cleanses us, amen, and amen, so that the potter, as she said, amen, can work out the lumps in our lives, amen. So we thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, people of God, we got to hold on, amen, as the woman of God said, we got to hold on. God's love is great towards us. Amen, Jesus, and listen, it's all working together for our good. It's working together for our good, amen, and it's for his glory. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for this word, people of God, amen. Glory to God. The woman of God has already made the appeal, amen, to salvation, for salvation, amen. Should there be any to come, glory be to God. The platform is open. Amen, on tonight, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, and tonight, additionally, people of God, as we always do, if there are any that would, amen, like special prayer in any way, glory be to God, we want you to come now, amen, Jesus, the platform is yet open, amen, for salvation, if there's anyone, you want the Lord to work on you. Amen, Jesus, you really want the Lord to work on you. As the woman of God said, amen, in this pandemic, there's a lot that has happened, a lot that has changed, amen. There's a lot of, amen, Jesus, what used to be the norm is not the norm anymore. Amen. Hey, God, we need the Lord to work on us to make it through this. Amen, Jesus, to make it beyond this. We need the Lord to work on us, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, if there's anyone, amen, that requires or would like to have special prayer, amen, you can come forth at this time. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hello?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, this is Brother John, and I just want to thank the woman of God for that. For that sermon, that was that really touched me. That work on me, you know. I was listening to her and how she was talking about the potter and molding, and you know. And I thought about when I was in the world and how God started to mold me and make me build me back to something better. And it just touched my heart. And but I still need working on. So if y'all could just say a prayer for Brother John that the Lord continue to work on me.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. God bless you, Brother John. It's good to hear from you. Amen, Jesus. And
yes, ma'am.
We concur. Amen. Wholeheartedly, we do need the Lord. Amen. To continue to work on us. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God.
No.
Thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Glory to God, us on tonight, amen. We're going to ask Evangelist Elder Packer, amen, if she was star six, amen, amen. I don't see you on the platform if you were star six and come back over. Okay, there you are, amen. Glory to God. Anyone else, people of God, anyone else on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen. You know you need the Lord to work on you too, amen. I need him to work on me. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, amen, sometimes there's a way that seemeth right. Amen, Jesus. But we don't want to walk in the seem right. Amen, Jesus. We want to walk in the righteousness of God. Amen. Glory to God. We want to be exacted before him. Glory to God. So I need the Lord to work on me. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else, people of God, anyone else, on tonight, amen, desire and special prayer. Glory to God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Just press star 6. Glory to God and come
yes.
over. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Stephanie. I was wanting prayer for, well, I need the Lord to work on me as well. But I also like to have prayer concerning my job. They're bringing about a lot of changes, and they want you to choose, you know, to have to work days, and I'm not used to working. I do decorating on weekends, and I go to church on Sunday, so they're trying to kind of block what I'm doing and making me choose to either take those days or go to part-time. So I'm asking God to work that out for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Glory to God that would like to touch and agree. Amen. That you need the Lord to work on you. Amen. Anyone else?
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hi, my name is Sister Kim. I was calling, putting a prayer request. Yes, I ask the Lord to work on me. I am asking prayer request for a lady that I sit with who had a stroke. She just told me, I told her I was going to step in the other room to be on the prayer line. She said, just let them know, just tell them pray for me. She lost her husband about a month ago. And then another lady that sits with her, just tomorrow will be having a heart catheter thing done to see if she has any blockage. Her name is Sister Terry. And just call our names out before the Lord and just God will heal Sister Okima.
I have write this down.
And Sophia, amen. Thank the Lord, Jesus. Thought I had one with me in my hand, amen.
Amen, but you're getting off a heart catheter.
Okay, that's it. I thought I had one, a heart catheter, a stroke, amen. I don't call the name, God, amen. I don't know, I can count them 10.
But we'll try to remember. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You got it, Elder? Amen.
You know, I thought I had a pen. I didn't have a pen everywhere with me. I don't normally move without a pen because I write it up in anything.
Amen.
Amen. But I don't see my book this way. It's still.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God, though. Okay.
Goodbye, Sister Kim. Amen, Jesus.
Yeah, you call him out. Amen. We thank God.
Mm-hmm. So that's Sister Carrie. You said Sister Carrie. Amen.
Carrie, Sister Kim, and Miss Sister Okima.
Okima, okay.
Okima, Carrie, and Kim.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? God bless you.
Hello. Yes, this is Sister Stephanie. Again, I'm calling in for my mom, Sister Kathy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
She's struggling with getting through on the line, but she's asking prayer for God to work on her as well.
Okay.
Sister Brown?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. People of God, if you're having problems getting over on the broadcast, if you've tried at least twice, just hang up and dial back in, and then once you get in, you can press star 6. Someone did bring that to our attention, and thank you for bringing that to our attention again, Sister Stephanie, that people are trying to get over on the broadcast. So that's the way to get over. If you've tried twice, hang up and then dial back in, and then once you get in, just press star 6. Amen? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. I believe we heard someone else coming over.
Yes. Good evening. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley, and to all of the saints on the line. And to the woman of God, I enjoyed the word tonight. I just got a call from First Lady Odessa Smith, and she asked me to ask for prayer for Bryan, Texas, because of the shooting that occurred today, that mass shooting. And she said to also ask for prayer for the weather that Texas is having. Again, they're going through some, I guess it's some inclement weather, but she said to please ask for prayer for Bryan, Texas, because of the shooting. And also remember the shooting that occurred in South Carolina today with the African-American football player. He killed the doctor, his family, and the housekeeper. I think somebody that worked in the house, and somebody else is in critical condition. But they said he was he has a history of concussions, and you know that can that could have triggered something. But either way, missionary First Lady Odessa Smith said, please, they need prayer for Bryan, Texas now because of the shooting that occurred, and they need everyone to pray for what's going on in terms of the weather in Texas. And I'm asking for prayer for Jacksonville, Florida, because somebody gets killed here every day, and over the weekends we have at least 3 to 6 people that are always dying, gunshot, and we know the bulk of it is gang-related. So I'm asking for prayer for Jacksonville, Florida, against the gun violence that is here. Thank you so much. God bless. And again, I enjoy the word of the Lord tonight.
Thank you. Okay. Brother John, I found the pen. Sister Terry. Who else?
Brother
John. Who else you going to
do? John, Brother John, please.
I got John. I got Terry. I got Bryan, Texas. I got Jacksonville, Florida. I got South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She said something about shooting in South Carolina.
Shooting in South Carolina, as well as Bryan, Texas. Also prayers for the inclement weather there in Texas. And then you got the gun violence in Florida. And for Sister Kim, asking for the Lord to work on her. Sister Terry, Sister Akima, and Sister Kathy Brown, she's asking for the Lord to work on her. She wasn't able to get in. For Sister Stephanie, for her job.
Job.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then. Yes.
The lady had a stroke. The lady had a stroke.
Akima and Sister Carrie.
Akima.
Carrie. Mm-hmm.
Carrie. Yes, ma'am, had a stroke. Yes, ma'am. All right.
And she lost, as well, she lost
ma'am,
her
husband.
She had a stroke and she lost her husband. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got that. That's my last stroke. All right. You get ready to go before the throne of grace. And as we get ready to go before the throne of grace, this is the way I always ask. Put somebody else on your mind. Amen. Bring somebody else with you, somebody that you know really, really need an answer from God. Put them on your mind as we go before the throne of grace. Amen. We'll help us one to the other. And the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You pray for him not knowing that you pray for him. And God said, what you do in secret, he'll reward us openly as we get ready to go before the throne of grace. Father God, as we come once again, we bow down here. Oh, God, we just want to tell you, thank you, so Father God, for you said in all things to give thanks. And, Father God, I thank you for these your people, Father God, that's reaching out to you tonight. Father God, if they're reaching out to you, Father God, you're reaching out to them. Oh, God, I ask now that you would touch each and every one in a special way, Father God. Father God, I ask your Holy Spirit now, Father God, to reach out and touch now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For it is your Spirit, Father God, oh, God, that do this, Father God, and we thank you now for it in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for the one that's praying for the job tonight, Father God. You said, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy, Father God. You said it in your word. And, Father God, now we're asking you right now, the king's heart is in your hand, Father God. And you can turn it however you feel, Father God. Oh, God, use a heart fixer and use a mind regulator, Father God. And there is nothing too hard for you, Father God. Oh, God, we're asking you to touch him now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you said, whatsoever you give, nobody can take it away. And, Father God, you gave for that job. And, Father God, we ain't worried about nobody taking it from him. Oh, God, we pray now for Brother John, Father God, that you work on him, God. Oh, God, let the man take his place as being the man, the head of the house, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call a man back to their place, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to stand it, Father God. Give him wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father God, that make right decisions, Father God. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Father God, for he's your male servant, Father God. He is the heir, Father God. And we thank you for him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we pray for Mother Brown, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, to strengthen her right now, Father God. Build her up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make a way out of no way for her, Father God. For, Father God, you know the needs of your people, Father God. You see the hearts of your people, Father God. You know, Sister Akima, Father God, her heart bleeds, Father God. Her husband, Father God. The loneliness, Father God. You feel that for her, Father God. Oh, Father God, let her know she's never alone. But, Father God, you are always there, Father God. We ask you to comfort her tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And, Father God, we pray for Sister Kim. We pray for everybody tonight, Father God, that came to this land. Father God, we pray. We ask that for that. We pray for that red horse tonight in the pale horse, Father God. Oh, the horse of confusion in the pale horse for the death, Father God. Oh, God, we ask in the peace be still tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you can say, stay thy hand. And Father God, the hand got to stay. Father God, we pray right now for the weather, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, you able, God, to make our grace abound. And Father God, for the shooting, Father God. Oh, Father God, let peace reign, God. Oh, God, use a peace. You already done bore all our peace up on your shoulder, Father God. You already done bore our peace, God. Oh, God, let peace reign, God. In the midst of the storm, Father God, you said, peace, be still. And, Father God, we send peace now, Father God. In the midst of the storm that's raging, Father God. But, Father God, you're able to calm the storm right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Turn the hearts back to you, Father God. Give them a new mindset, Father God. Give them a heart that want to serve you, Father God. Oh, God, and not want to shoot, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Save them, Father God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost tonight, Father God. And then you're ready to go out and shoot. Stay the hand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You able to do it, God. And, God, we thank you in advance for it. Oh, God, we just pray for Jacksonville, Florida, Father God. We pray for South Carolina. We pray for the star that built the shooting today, Father God. Oh, God, fix his mind, God. Oh, God, you said, be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, Father God. Oh, Father God, give him a new mindset, Father God. Save him, Father God. Fill him with your precious Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for Evangelist Brandley tonight, Father God. We ask you right now, God, to build her up when she toe down and stand her when she get weak, Father God. We ask you to go before her and make all the crooked places safe. But, Father God, you know, and there's nothing hidden from you tonight, Father God. Father God, we ask you to work on us tonight, God, because we want to be real, God. We want to be right in your eyes, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for it right now. Give us the strength, God, to accept whatever we have to go through, the challenges, Father God. Oh, God, help us tonight, God. Help your people tonight, Father God. Help your people tonight as they're reaching out to you tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, them that's not sleeping, Father God. We ask you to give them rest tonight, God. Rest them now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for backs tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lay your nails, God's hand on their back tonight, God. Let them feel your hand tonight, Father God, for you to bore all our sickness and all our disease, and by your stripes we're already healed. Oh, God, we pray right now for backs tonight. We pray for hips tonight right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to mend now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Knees, we pray for knees right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you got body power. We all got body power, Father God. And we claim our body powers, work on our body, touch us again, God. Give us a fresh touch, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And, Father God, we ask you now, Father God, to have mercy upon us, Father God. Have mercy upon our shortcomings, Father God. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. And, Father God, we pray right now for glaucoma tonight, Father God. Oh, God, you said in your word, God, when you told a man this, what did he see? He said, I see trees like men. And then, Father God, you put your hand again. But, Father God, we pray for glaucoma tonight, God. Cataracts tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, we pray for those that got COVID, Father God. Oh, God, we speak to that COVID now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you already bore COVID, Father God, and we command it to take his lead, Father God. Loose your people, say, loose God, people. These are God people so great, Father God. And we thank you for it right now, Father God. Oh, God, those on the respirator tonight, Father God, we ask you to breathe tonight. Breathe a new breath on your people tonight, Father God. I pray for special purpose here tonight, God. Touch it from the top of here to the soul of feet, God. Put the mouth on right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, you able to make all grace abound. And, Father God, we thank you for healing tonight on this line, God. Healing right now. Asthma. We call out asthma tonight, God. Somebody on a putting an oxygen tank. But, Father God, we ask you to blow air in those lungs again. Breathe on them again, God. Breathe now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For you able to do it, God. Oh, God, breathe on your people tonight, God. Give us a fresh touch tonight, God. Give us a fresh breath. And, Father God, we're going to be careful tonight to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We pray for those incarcerated tonight, God. Oh, God, wrap your arms around them, God. Save them, God. Build them up, God. Oh, God, let them know they're not alone, oh, God. When the loved ones can't go, Father God, you can go all the way. We lean in independent and trust in you tonight, God. For all needs to be met, Father God. We ask you to meet us right there. We come against lack and poverty tonight, God. But you said in your words, you come that we may have life and life more abundantly, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you now for life and life more abundantly. Oh, God, feed us, God, again. Anoint us again afresh, Father God. You said the last day you'll pour your spirit up on all flesh, Father God. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The old man shall dream dreams, and the young man shall see vision. Father God, you're amazing, you're handmade, Father God. And we're asking you for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit now, Father God. We're asking you for a fresh revival tonight, God. Revive us again, Father God. Build us up again, God. Restore us again, Father God. Heal us, God. Deliver us and set us free. And Father God, we're going to be careful tonight to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Bless this land, Father God. Bless it in a special way, God. Oh, Father God, let it never feel a loss, Father God. Let Evangelist Bradley never feel a loss, Father God. Oh, God, fill her cover, Father God. Bless her going out and bless her coming in. Bless the work of her hand, Father God. But we know that you can do it, Father God. Not only her, but the rest of them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody in the sound of my voice. And, Father God, we believe that we believe in you for miracles tonight, God. Miracle signs and wonder follow them that believe. And we are believers tonight, Father God. We believe in you for healing. We believe in you for delivering, God. We believe in you for restoration, God. We believe in you for testimonies tonight. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray.
Yes. Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
open the lines, people of God, and we just want to give God a praise right there. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Come on and lift your voices tonight.
All
Amen.
Participants are unmuted.
Come on and lift your voices and give the Lord a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Father. Oh, God, that merciful God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, Father. Glory. Glory to your name, Father. Oh, God, that merciful God.
Glory to the
Lord. Oh, God, that merciful God. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for his word. We bless the Lord for his messenger on tonight. Glory be to God. Surely, glory to God, we got something, amen, to take with us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for his messenger on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Elder Packer, God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, we thank God for your diligence. We thank God for your commitment. We thank God for your obedience on tonight. Glory be to God. And we just want to pray a blessing upon your life on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank God for the word that he has breathed upon you on tonight. And Father, we bless you now. We thank you, God, for your vessel. We thank you for your messenger on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for the work that you have begun in her life. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for truly working on her. We thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for your word. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we're asking that you would bless her tonight. We're asking that you would bless, glory be to God, bless her ministry on tonight. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Oh God, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Cause her to be the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God,
you.
Bless her. Bless her. Glory be to God in every way. Hallelujah, that you see fit. And Father, for this we thank you. For this we praise you. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're asking, hallelujah, that you will cause your blood, hallelujah, cause your blood to rest upon her. Cause your blood to come. And we thank you, glory to God, for your angels that you sent to, oh God, to keep charge over her in all of her ways. Father, we thank you. We bless you now for the work that you've begun in her life. We're thanking you, glory to God, for blessing the works of her hands. We thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Special, we honor you in thy precious name. Jesus, we do pray in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we just want to let you know tonight as well that you can get a copy. You can certainly get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Jesus will give you two numbers that you can text. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, people of God, you can text 678-608-7234. And again, that's 78-608-7234. 1-800-273-4. Amen. Glory be to God. And those that are listening internationally, you can text us via WhatsApp. Amen. WhatsApp. Amen. Jesus. Again, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you, woman of God. Amen. We're thanking God for working it out for you. Amen. Every situation, we're thanking the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Thanking him for his grace. Thanking him for his glory. Amen. To work all things out and all is well. Amen. God bless you. We thank you, woman of God. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you. Amen. For other remarks. Amen. And for the blessing of the line. Glory to God. Amen. You have the platform.
God bless you, Evangelist Butler, to everyone on the line tonight. I thank you all for just listening. Amen. Nervous. Amen. Been through much. Amen. Going through much. But I thank God. I think Evangelist Bond, Diane Bond, is just an inspiration to me. She I tell you, I love to hear when she come on. Amen. I love all of them, but I tell you, she just really do. Amen. She talks about her good times and her bad times. Amen. So I've been through much abuse. Amen. Much abuse. Amen. But we thank God that God is still good. Amen. How many know? No matter what we go through in life, been through sickness and ailment, God is still good. Amen. And so we just thank and praise God for an opportunity, amen, a door open, amen, to be able to give a word, amen. Whatever God give me, that's what I believe in giving. And when God is through, I believe in being through too. Amen. So we just thank and praise God. We hope something that was said, amen, that it could be was a blessing to somebody. Amen. We hope that you got a word out of that will be a nugget that will help you in times of you going through your trials and your tribulations. Amen. Because we're all going through something at this present time. Might not be going through the same thing, but we are all going through something. Amen. And when I think about the body, amen, and I'm going to be through. The body got many members. Amen. Amen. But it takes all them members to make one body. Amen. It doesn't matter what nomination you are, we all is part of one. If you're a believer in Christ Jesus, part of one body. We're asking y'all to pray for us. Amen. Need much prayer. Amen. We pray one for the other. Amen. I mean that we need to pray one for the other. We need to pray for the leaders. Leaders go through a lot. Trust me. They go through a lot. Amen. Then they come on, amen, to, amen, try to get a word for that will help somebody. Amen, as they go through, that they will heal a broken heart, amen, because a lot of us are going through things, a lot of broken hearts, amen, a lot of letdown, but we know that God is still working on us, amen. He's going to mend those broken hearts, and as he's making us on that potter's wheel, amen, he's mending them broken hearts, amen. Yeah. A lot of us, amen, been ostracized, cast aside. Don't think we good enough, amen. I'm one of them. Think I'm good enough to, you know, bring word. But we thank God for just being God all by himself. Amen. So I just want to throw all that out there tonight. And once again, I thank Evangelist Bradley and the PNN Network for allowing me an opportunity to bring a word tonight. And thank you all for listening. Like I said, I hope something was said. Amen. It'll be a blessing to you. Father God, as we get ready to leave this place, but never from your presence. Father God, we ask you to go with each and every one of us, Father God. We ask you to make the crooked places straight. We ask you to open doors that no man can shut, Father God. And we ask you to shut the doors that need to be shut. But Father God, we ask you to build us up when we tow down and strengthen us when we weep. And Father God, we're going to be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask you to bless this land, Father God. May it never feel a loss, Father God. We ask you to let this land reach all over the world, Father God, for somebody need to hear word, to know that you're God and beside thee there is no other God. And to let them know, Father God, you're still in the healing business. Father God, you're still in the delivery, dealing the restoration business. And you're still God. And Father God, what I say unto one, I say unto all, watch and pray. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you again for coming out and listening. Amen. And we ask God to bless each and every one of you all in a special way. God bless each and every one of y'all is my prayer. And thank God for you. Amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Amen. People of God, we just want to open the line one more time.
All participants are unmuted.
We want you to give God a praise on tonight. Amen. For all that he's done. Glory to God. We want you to just lift your voices on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
just
you,
lift
God,
your voices
Jesus.
And
Hallelujah,
give
Jesus.
God praise.
Hallelujah.
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 All that he's done.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
The word, people of God, we want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Come back and see what the Lord has to say for you in this work. Amen. In progress. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen, Jesus. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. Sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps so you can walk into your seat. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will fill your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. If you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. pray, oh, yes, he is, yes, he is. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. Doing a great work. God is doing a great work. Yes, he is. Look in the eyes, my soul. Nothing needs to confuse us. God is doing a great work. Yes, he is. Oh, he's doing a great work. Even has begun a great work in you. It's faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. If you got it right here, encourage your neighbor. A great work. It's faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful. Faithful and great. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. And what should be considered? As we proceed, is that this work cannot begin with you. Our mothers, mothers, and fathers, fathers, planted seeds when we were but the failure of a dream in their mind. They hope for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. The next step forward. Help us to collect the dots and see this picture of greatness. In fact, I hear God say, if you are his workmanship, his mind of peace, created for such a great, for great works. Yes, great.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.